As the Trump impeachment proceedings continue, lawmakers are staking out firm positions on their sides of the aisle, with Republicans against impeachment and Democrats favoring it. Well, most of them.
This has nothing to do whether you like Donald Trump or don't like him.
That's South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, one of only two Democrats to vote against starting impeachment proceedings, talking this week on Fox News.
This has to do with the institution of impeachment itself and not misusing it. It is so rarely used, should be rarely used, and as I've mentioned to you before, it is something that during the hundreds of years of American history has never been successfully used.
What does Jeff Van Drew's vote reveal about his district and the shifting politics of deep South Jersey? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Joe Hernandez covers New Jersey politics for WHYY. Joe, who is Jeff Van Drew?
So he's a moderate Democrat, a congressman who represents the 2nd congressional district in New Jersey. This is a huge area that spans from the Philly suburbs to the Jersey Shore. It includes Atlantic, Cape May, Cumberland counties, and several others. By trade, he was a dentist for a long time. For decades, he retired. And before being a congressman, he served in all types of state and local office. He was a mayor, a county freeholder. He was in the state assembly and then in the state senate. And then he eventually decided to run for Congress.
We are at a flashpoint in our country. There are huge challenges. And there is somewhat of a divide between people. And I don't think that's good. And I don't think it's healthy for our America. America is great, but we can make America even greater, and we don't have to be harsh, we don't have to be hurtful, we have to be thoughtful.
So why did Jeff Van Drew vote against impeachment?
I think to understand that, you have to really understand his district. The 2nd Congressional is enormous in land. It's the largest district in New Jersey by surface area, and that's because it's filled with woods, it's very rural. It's also the deepest part of South Jersey. It might resemble some places in the South more than it does resemble places in North Jersey and the Northeast. And it's, you know, it's 75% white, so it's not as racially diverse as some other districts. There are more Democrats. There are 154,000 Democrats, but there are also 137,000 Republicans, so not a big divide there. But where the real kind of meat of this story is the unaffiliated voters. There are 203,000 of them. So people think of New Jersey as a blue state because it typically votes in Democrats. And these unaffiliated voters, they also can typically vote Democrat. But there are also wild cards. This is a district that voted for Barack Obama twice before switching and favoring President Trump in 2016. This is a district that had a Republican congressman in it for over two decades before he retired in 2018. So the table was really set there for a Republican to win Van Drew's congressional district in 2018. But Van Drew came out victorious.
So given all that, why did he win?
Jeff Van Drew is known as kind of a quintessential retail politician. He goes to every event. He shakes hands. People know him.
Everywhere you go, you'll see him. Anything that opens, he's there. I mean, he's a great guy. I think he is. It's just, wish he was Republican.
That being said, Van Drew had kind of this idiosyncratic opponent in 2018. It was a guy named Seth Grossman, a Republican. And he really got on the wrong side of some people from some of the comments he made that were racist and otherwise offensive.
Like racist how?
So Grossman said things like,
"The whole idea of diversity is a bunch of crap."
Diversity was a bunch of crap.
"And un-American."
Been un-American. He said some of those things to one of our reporters, Dave Davies.
And most of the African Americans I speak to about this say that diversity and affirmative action is another word for excuse. Excuse for failure, excuse for not getting training, excuse for no discipline. And
sounds like you're calling people lazy.
I'm calling people the American. Remember, the American dream of liberty means you have the opportunity.
So Grossman sounds like he's kind of out there politically. So I'm guessing a more mainstream candidate like Jeff Van Drew kind of beat him easily.
Yeah, the National Republican Party dropped Grossman, and the state chair, Doug Steinhardt, also denounced him in the election. So he didn't really have the backing of the party in the way that many of the mainstream Democrat and Republican candidates do. He lost to Van Drew, but he still got 45% of the vote Grossman did. Van Drew got 53% to win.
So even though Grossman said all that offensive stuff, Van Drew still kind of barely beat him, right?
Yeah, it was a lot closer than some people expected.
When we come back...
Jeff was smart enough to know that it's a waste of money. We're wasting millions and millions of tax dollars that people are paying to do something that's only going to fail again and be pie in the face to the Democrats.
This is The Why. I'm Shai Benyakov. I'm talking with New Jersey politics reporter Joe Hernandez about Jeff Van Drew, one of two Democrats in the House who voted against beginning impeachment proceedings.
The resolution is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The tally was 232 to 196, with all Republicans who voted opposing the resolution. Just two Democratic defectors joined them.
Okay, so I think I have a better understanding of Van Drew and the district, but what was his reasoning for voting against impeachment?
So he said at the time when he was asked about it that he thought voting for impeachment and carrying out the impeachment inquiry would further divide the country.
This splits the country apart further, and I think we want to try to heal the country, bring it together. It is only about 13 months, not even any more, to an election, and I think let the people choose, let them impeach if they want to impeach.
But Van Drew has really always been sort of a conservative Democrat. When he was in the state legislature, he voted against issues like gun control and same-sex marriage. And before the impeachment vote, he indicated that he was lukewarm on it. So it wasn't a surprise when he voted against it.
That's the kind of approach and attitude I have always had in government, not necessarily a very partisan approach.
He's kind of a rare breed coming from that sort of old school wing of the party that's more blue collar, more conservative. Voters who have historically voted for Democrat but who aren't necessarily embracing all of the progressive views of the new wing of the party.
So what did Van Drew's constituents think of his vote against impeachment?
Yeah, so a couple of days after the vote, I went down to Van Drew's district. I went to a Wawa near his house.
Of course you did.
Yeah,
of course.
I know.
That's where you get
South Jersey people to talk about politics.
Excuse me, guys. Could I ask you about Jeff Van Drew?
So I talked to a few people, and they seemed to agree with Van Drew's vote against the impeachment inquiry. I spoke to one guy, Gil McGregor. He lives in Millville, which is in Van Drew's district, and he said he thought the impeachment inquiry was nonsense.
That's crazy talk. What they're doing is nuts. They go from Russia to this stuff, right?
And when Jeff Van Drew voted against
it. I liked it.
I also talked to a woman named Betty Stackhouse. She lives in Goshen. She never voted for Van Drew, but she likes him. She knows him. She's seen him around the district. And she was thrilled that he voted against impeachment.
You know, I actually commended him on his Facebook page, telling him, you know, it's great to see that he can be bipartisan on it, truly bipartisan, where the others are just doing it to be, like, revenge.
So what does this say about South Jersey politics more generally?
The South Jersey Democratic political machine is quite strong and has been for a long time. And there are a lot of places in South Jersey where you might think you'd see a Republican in office and there's a Democrat there. And part of that, I think, is the strength of the party. And part of that is because there are a lot of Democrats in New Jersey, really, who have that kind of conservative streak in them, as well as a lot of unaffiliated voters who could go either way but could vote Republican. Stockton University recently did a poll about impeachment, and it found that a majority of New Jerseyans supported impeachment.
52% supported the inquiry, 40% did not.
But if you zoomed in on Van Drew's old district, the area where he's from and in deep South Jersey, more people there opposed it. I talked to John Frungen. He's the poll director at Stockton University.
So you see Donald Trump has a lot more support in the eight southernmost counties than he does generally in New Jersey.
So we may be starting to see some signs that the Democratic hold on power down there is weakening. And all you have to do is look at the last election. New Jersey had a statewide election earlier this month, and the only place where the Democratic Party lost seats was in Van Drew's old district, Legislative District 1, where he used to be the state senator. Going into that election, there were two Democratic assemblymen and one Democratic state senator, and all three of those seats flipped red.
So it really bucked the trend in a lot of the country where, you know, Democrats were making gains. In this particular district, Republicans were making gains.
Right. And across New Jersey, Democrats held on to their seats, and in this area, they weren't able to do that.
So, Joe, obviously the impeachment inquiry is in full swing now. Did Van Drew give any indication on whether he would vote for articles of impeachment once he hears all the evidence?
No. He said, when asked about this, that he would listen to the evidence, hear everyone out, and then decide whether to vote for articles of impeachment against Trump. But this is going to be a political decision for Van Drew. I mean, if he votes for impeachment, he will have Republican voters who disagree with him. And he's likely this time in 2020 to face a Republican challenger who is stronger, who is better funded, and has probably the support of the party. But if Van Drew votes against articles of impeachment, he might have a progressive challenger in the Democratic primary who could come at him and say, this guy isn't even a Democrat. He didn't vote for impeachment. So Van Drew will have to decide at that point as well where he thinks he needs to fall.
Great.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Joe Hernandez is a reporter for WHYY. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. We had production help on today's episode from Buffy Gorilla, and our intern is Jade Chandler. Tweet me at Shai Ben-Yaakov. See you tomorrow.